You know, with all the contraction that's going on in the music business, I mean, you've got Tower closing, you've got Virgin closing, and now Borders, which also sold music, is in bankruptcy. First off, how are you guys doing
Well,
financially?
we're doing pretty well. I think people don't realize how different that model. You mentioned the chain stores that have closed. I mean, those stores are fundamentally so completely different from ours that whatever happened to them, only bears slightly on our world because we're such a different universe than they ever were. Those stores were giant, multinational corporate mega stores, with kind of a faceless, I mean, not that people didn't have their favorite staff that they would go talk to in some of these chain stores, or not, they had buyers that knew what they were doing to a certain extent, but never, we took it to kind of a science in a certain respect, and we also catered to every possible interest group and tried to be everything we could for everybody. And not to mention the fact that we're about 50-50 new and used, and the used side of our business is add so much excitement to the mix compared to anything ever any chains ever had. They were just buying new product. We're buying estates and collections of avid record collectors all over the country for the last 21 years, and bringing them into the store, and that adds so much to the product mix that a chain store could never possibly had. So
Yeah, I have to say it was a long time before I even realized you sold new CDs there because I would just go straight to the used. Sometimes I would wait, this is sort of a personal quirk of mine, I would wait years sometimes till I found the right price for a particular CD. If you know, I knew I had seen it once at $6.99, and now I could only find it at $7.99 or $8.99, and so I would wait years. I think I waited a couple of years, to buy the Lodger used. It had been stolen, but then I would go to Amoeba, and I just happened to be in the neighborhood, and I'd always find it at that price or lower, my sort of target price, and I just couldn't figure out how you do it. Like, consistently, I would find these prices are a lot lower, and there's like 12 of them. There's 12 Frank Black Teenager of the Year albums here. Like, how are they doing it? How do you do it?
Well, we have our own private little kind of stock market for CDs and records and titles that outsiders couldn't possibly be aware of, and how utterly detailed and nuanced it is, because certain artists are obviously much more popular than others, and certain titles are much stronger than others, and condition of course plays in, but the main thing is just how hot is a certain artist or a certain genre, a certain style, a certain sound at any given time is sort of like what our buyers are paid to understand and figure out at the front counter. So if we have a constantly changing market over the years, and normally when a title starts to get when we start to accumulate a fair amount of a certain title, you mentioned like Frank Black, for example, who was very hot for a while, and then it was just suddenly magically a time when a lot of people started shedding Frank Black records or a certain title, and at that time we would recognize that that title obviously had less value, it was more plentiful. That meant, it wasn't quite as hot, and therefore we would lower the retail price and lower the price we would pay at the buy counter accordingly. But none of this was ever really on paper or any kind of schematic. Sometimes we would include a few memos about certain titles in our computer, but really it's all in the heads of our dozens of buyers at each of the stores.
So it's sort of more of an art than a science.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's
Yeah,
very nuanced. Yep.
it was a few years ago, I noticed there was this glut of REM records on the market. I would go to these used record stores, and it's like en masse people had decided to dump their REM records, it seemed.
That's exactly right. And it's funny now because REM currently is seeing a bit of a renaissance in terms of their value. Suddenly are starting to come back, and their titles are worth more again. But yes, it's an incredible and interesting phenomenon to see how artists' careers go back and forth. Even the same title can have more value or less value over time.